Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome to the home of fantasy football's hot stove. It's the all-purpose Roto Fantasy Football Show. Let's go.
Wednesdays, we keep it coming every week. Two times a week. This is Wednesday night, Chris, all-purpose Roto, hitting you guys with some news, appreciating all the, hey, we got a big splurge of iTunes ratings. That was kind of nice. But the big dance is Sunday, as I like to call it.
Yeah, and should be a fun game. Media day happens, and people seem to like that, even though we don't pay much attention to it. But a bit of a weird schedule this week, but we're gonna try to cover this a little bit for you. I guess we should start out with just talking about the game. What's your impression of the game? There's still people who are in a few fantasy leagues, so we should glean some advice for them before we move on to other topics.
Well, Carolina's got some serious mojo. I mean, you'd have to be a board to not realize that that team's got mojo going for it. But Denver not giving up easy. I mean, I'm still surprised they beat the Patriots. I think that defensive line was very impressive. But I think Cam's just too mobile for that defensive line to make a difference.
I think that one thing that people are forgetting about when they talk about, you know, and the Broncos defense is great. They played a great game last week and mm-hmm. they've had a great season. But the Panthers had the number one scoring offense in the entire league.
With who at wide receiver? I mean, he was making everyone valuable on that team. And he's selfless now. Yeah, like I said, the team's got mojo. It's a better offensive line, certainly, than Tom Brady got to play behind. And, you know, Denver had a very emotional physical game, unlike what the Carolina did to the poor Cardinals in the second half. So, it's tough. If you're playing players in this game and you're looking for points, I'm sorry. I'm loading up Panthers.
Yeah, and I love Jonathan Stewart this week.
Oh, yeah.
And Cam. I think that, you know, I can't remember if it was Chris Brown, whose Twitter handle is @SmartFootball, or if it was Doug Farrar, tweeted out, The remember the first running play, the first called play that the Panthers had against the Seahawks that busted Stewart for 65 yards, that they just studied tape and figured that out. And I wouldn't be surprised if they have similar data on the Broncos. You know, we really credited Mike Shula last week, and I just want to continue to sing his praises because what he's done with this offense.
That's right. You're right. It's not just amazing. The team that's hot. It's the coaches that are hot. You're right.
And do you know who the quarterback's coach
For the Panthers, not anymore. I don't remember.
Ken Dorsey.
Oh. Nice.
Funny, right? Nice. Yeah, and to your point, no one at wide receiver. Greg Olsen, basically their only real threat on a down-to-down basis in the passing game, unless you want to count like Jericho Cutchery. It's like an underneath option, but it's going to be fun. It's just, you know, the line is 6 right now, but I think it's going to be a fun game. And I hope that Thomas Davis can stay healthy for the entire game because, you know, read an article about him and he's been through a lot and he's finally to the Super Bowl. And I hope he stays healthy so we get to see both teams at 100%.
A little Bengal bashing again because, you know, I was irritable about this and the Bengal offense. I mean, I'm a quasi-Bengal fan. I support the local team down here. I definitely go to the game and when I cheer him on. But when he broke that thumb, he should have said, I'm playing next week.
For him.
You know, and then even if he didn't play that Sunday. But here you got a linebacker with a broken arm. Yeah, I'm playing, man. Yeah. I'm playing. He's been saying it from day one. I'm playing. He's a linebacker with a broken arm. I'm sorry. If you're Andy Dalton, you should have at least said, someone should have been looking out for him. Man, I'm not going to let my teammates down. I'm going to be out there. That was terrible.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Thomas Davis has a broken arm.
I would argue that a broken thumb is more valuable to a quarterback than a broken forearm to a linebacker. Both are tough injuries to play through.
I'm saying I would have taken Dalton being 10 of 40 thrown with a broken thumb. I'm just talking
McCarron about, wasn't like, that much worse than Dalton, no, though.
I know he wasn't. McCarron wasn't bad. I'm just ranting, but I was disappointed with how Dalton – to me, that's just a difference, okay? I'm not saying he should have played that Sunday. I'm just saying he should have been saying, I'm playing, and made the medical team sit him down.
Did you hear the most Rams news ever today?
Yeah, it's great. Don't you think that's awesome?
It's just so freaking hilarious. It's just so stupid.
If you haven't heard, lay it out there.
The Rams are internally discussing going after Peyton Manning this offseason.
Right.
Because he's been so good in the playoffs, right?
I think they're thinking tickets, more excitement, you know?
I don't care. It's going to sell anyway in the first year. Who cares?
It'd be exciting.
Going to sell in the first year. I'm not saying it's going to sell long term.
There's a president here, right? I mean, Roman Gabriel, before, I remember when I was like 6 years old.
Yeah, I don't know that.
The first disc things they ever did was this little thick plastic half inch thick disc you'd put in some sort of player. And they do, I remember replays of like Merlin Olsen on audio. I didn't even know who Merlin Olsen was. But Roman Gabriel went there. O.J. Simpson went out in California to finish their careers in high fashion and flair.
I mean, it's another reason why we'll see who the Rams draft.
Poor Todd Gurley. Why do you have Todd Gurley get Peyton Manning? You're out of your mind.
Yeah. I was going to segue to a point of, I think that the Browns really taught us this past week with this Johnny Manziel nonsense that, whoever a team like the Browns or even the Rams, because of how many mistakes they've made, whoever they draft, you need to take it with a grain of salt. And I love Todd Gurley. I love him long term. I love Tavon Austin. But guess what? They don't manage these players properly because now with the Browns and, at least the Rams aren't making these guys into monsters and scoundrels and screw-ups. But the Browns, it's now twice in a row. And really, the NFL should probably step in because – a pretty darn talented quarterback, whatever you want to say about him, Johnny Manziel, he had talent coming into the league. A lot of people placed him as a late first-round pick. It wasn't just the Browns.
Yeah.
And Josh Gordon, who might be one of the three best wide receivers in the league, have been ruined under the stewardship of this current Browns ownership. And it's too bad.
You can't undersell what you just said about the Rams because it's not just 22 players that you have out there starting. You know, that roster, that 60-plus man roster helps you every single week. And the best teams, we all notice this, it doesn't really stand out. But when the third string defensive back is in a game because of an injury, yeah, he's not as good as Peterson. But guess what? He's a pretty good player. You know, he's a decent player. And look at the Colts today. That organization, Andrew Luck, wonderful. It was an obvious pick. T.Y. Hilton was their nice score. What else, Chris? What else is there that they've really done well the last 5 years?
They traded for Vontae Davis.
Yep.
That was okay. That was it.
They had a trade or a free agent signing. That was a trade.
That was a trade. They've had oh my God, don't talk about their free agent signings. Their free agent signings.
Yeah, so that's what I mean. So you're talking about an organization. You're right with the Rams. Yeah, they got Todd Gurley right. That was a pick. A lot of people like that player and good for them. I'm happy for him. But, man, you got to have 40 other good athletes, special teams, everything, right?
So since we started it.
It's a Ram bash.
Let's quick go through the top 15 here. And give a letter grade to how confident you are that if a good wide receiver, running back, tight end, quarterback, whoever, hot dynasty pickup slash redraft pickup, how confident are you that they are in a place to succeed next year? First overall, Tennessee Titans.
C.
Yeah, I'd say D. Number two, Cleveland Browns.
F.
Yeah, same. Number three, San Diego Chargers.
C.
I'd say B minus just because Phil Rivers is there. Dallas Cowboys, 4.
B minus.
That's tough.
Just, for offense, well, there's nothing going to change there. They're not going to sign a different running back. They're not going to bring another wide receiver, and it's going to be Romo. So a C plus.
Yeah. Yeah, I think they're going to take a defender anyway. But yeah, I'd say C or B. Yeah. Jaguars.
I kind of like what's going on there. I got some moxie. I'm going to say B.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to take an offensive player though.
No, I don't. But I like what they're doing. They're building a team.
Six, Ravens.
Ravens?
Yeah.
Newsom's. I'm such a big fan of Newsom. I got to stick with a B.
I'd say A. I'd say A there.
Yeah.
I think that they're going to be pretty nice. 49ers.
Oh, that's a D.
Balky's been a good drafter, man.
Well, since you let me know who's quarterbacking and running the ball and blocking for him.
Colin Kaepernick, I'm telling you, with Chip Kelly, I think that he's going to be
Colin Kaepernick's not going to be in San Francisco. They're already talking about it. He doesn't want to play there.
He hasn't even talked to Chip Kelly yet. We'll see. He's an idiot if he tries to get his way.
He's not going to be there. He's not going to be for Chip Kelly.
That's
the same stupid, crazy crap people are saying Jeffrey not being re-signed by the Bears. Why are people speculating where Alshon Jeffrey will be so great at? The Bears are never letting that guy walk.
If Colin Kaepernick leaves the 49ers, then you can write him off. He's an idiot. He should rehab at least for one year.
You can write him off no matter what.
You should rehab at least 1 year with Chip Kelly.
Write him off.
He would be better than Sam Bradford was this past year with Chip Kelly.
That could be, but that's not good enough. So
that's a borderline quarterback one, buddy.
I know. He was lucky.
He was a quarterback two this year. It's a borderline quarterback one.
It was a strange season for Sam Bradford.
I'm just telling you, he's better.
A lot of crappy second halves where he got a lot of easy points in my
opinion. Well, that doesn't matter. It's fantasy points. It doesn't matter. I say B.
Right, Kaepernick. Yeah. He's done.
I disagree completely. If he's in the San Francisco uniform, do not write him off. Dolphins.
He can't run an offense. I'm not talking about that. But I mean, Dolphins, hey, you know, I got to be positive. So C minus.
Okay. I'll exclude myself. Tampa Bay.
Oh, I just don't like what's going on there. But they've got players at every position, so I'll see.
D. Yeah. I can't believe what they're doing. I can't believe what they're doing with coaches there. Giants.
Giants is C.
They really need to hit on an offensive player here.
They need offensive line help again.
Yeah, I'd like to see
linebacker.
That.
They're not going to hit a skill position.
So B, I'm going to say B. I still can't believe. I mean, look at the Nick Foles, Bob. Nick Foles did well.
I know.
Kaepernick's so much better than Nick Foles. Chicago Bears.
Kaepernick could be a Ram, but anyways, Chicago Bears. Well, Forte's going. I don't think Carey's the guy. Kevin White, have no idea about. I kind of like the. Then John Fox, I'm a big fan of. I think I'm going to go B plus.
Yeah, I like the John Fox corollary. And I'd probably go with the B. Saints.
Saints?
Yep.
Oh, man, they need help. They just got to get skill position players. They got no money still. I like that one, too. I'm going to go B.
Yeah, I'd say B. I like what they've done post-horrific money troubles. Although, actually, you know what? C, because the Benson family is still involved. Eagles.
Money-wise. Oh my gosh, there's still $8 million in the hole.
Yeah, Eagles.
Wow. Eagles. Unfair question.
Mm-hmm.
I think they've got talent everywhere they need it, so I'm going to actually say a D. There'll be no one of impact.
Their secondary is terrible, though.
No, but I mean skill position, wide receiver, running back.
They could use another receiver.
Huh?
Don't act like they're just set. We don't know if Aguilar is good or not.
Man, he had some brutal drops on Bradford. They were brutal. They remind me of some of the old Patriot wide receivers.
It's not like Matthew set the world on fire either. He's a good complimentary piece.
He wasn't right all year.
Okay. Oakland Raiders.
He was off his feed.
Raiders.
They got so much they got to do. A B minus.
Yeah, I'm pretty confident in them. And then lastly, the Rams.
An F.
Yeah, I can't do the Rams anymore.
Nope.
Can't do it.
You got to build a line. With that great defensive line, too. What a waste. I don't know. We'll see. Yeah. Peyton Manning is like 80% when he throws 3-yard passes and unders. Maybe he's a good fit for them.
Well, except for when he fumbled that one time.
Yeah. Well, poor Peyton. Jeez. I love you, buddy. I love you. I hope you do well.
Oh, you just see him grimacing every time he throws the ball. It's bad, man. It's not good.
The fans in LA would love just to get his autograph. So sign him, put him on the bench.
Perfect. I hope that.
Player coach.
I just hope he rides off into the sunset and he's okay. Although, you know what? Whatever result in this game gets the least amount of talking from Phil Simms and Jim Nance about how great Peyton Manning is.
Now you're going in a different area.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's not happiness.
No.
I got my keyboard in front of the mic. I'm sorry, but I had to look up this player. I want to look up. Well, you know, hey, we're trying to be a little better. You chide me when I'm bad. I want to look up Rishard Matthews, that wide receiver from Miami.
Mm-hmm.
That's a player I think we got to watch where he goes.
Why? Parker. I think Parker's the breakout there, right?
Yeah, he'd break out in Miami, but I think Matthews leaves. You know, he's a free agent. He won't be there. So
I don't know if he's a free agent.
Oh, I think he is. I'll look it up in a minute, but I think he is.
Well,
but I like that guy. So if he goes to the right team, and I'm looking at what's going on with Detroit, you know, maybe lose Alvin Johnson. Teams like that. I'm looking at New Orleans, looking at what could be going on there. I mean, he had 600 yards this year. He averaged 15, only played in 11 games, had 40 catches. So five more games, he would have had another 30 catches. That's an 80-catch season almost. We played the whole season with what was going on in Miami. It's pretty good.
Yeah, we should hit on Calvin Johnson here quickly.
Yeah, what do you think?
I think I don't want any Lions.
Yeah, that actually, I have that down here is a roughed out note. It's like, I got to talk to Chris about the Lions because...
You were down on Calvin Johnson these last few years.
I sure have been.
You are going to see just how important Calvin Johnson was to that offense this year.
I never said he wasn't important to the team. I'm just saying I didn't want any part of him anymore because the end was coming quick.
I mean, I'm glad that he's getting out healthy. It seems like he actually wants to leave, all that good stuff. Man, this is devastating to that team.
Yeah, I mean, I had down, I wanted to ask you, because I think two things here. I think Golden Tate, still nice. Don't expect a huge surge, you know, maybe 10% more. But my question is, how far does Stafford go down?
Far.
Yeah, that's the question, right?
He's a low-end quarterback, too, at this
point. And that's just where I put him. It's interesting you did that, because... I put Cam, Rodgers, you know, still Brady, Luck, say Dalton, Roethlisberger, and Palmer kind of in this higher group, let's just call it. And then you get Eli, Tannehill, maybe Border starts to push, Ryan starts to push. And then you kind of fall into where Stafford starts falling into that group three, right?
Yeah, and I think that there's some other guys with upside. So just for the record, Bob, Matthews is still under contract for 2016.
All right, he's got to find a way to get out of there.
It's not going to happen. He was a seventh-round pick. They have him for...
He's under contract?
Yeah. He's a seventh-round pick in 2012, signed a four-year contract. He's not going anywhere.
I got to call it.
Premier Sports. What are you talking... I mean, it's collectively bargained. He signed the deal that he had to sign.
He's going to find a way to get out of that team. You watch. I mean, he tried to get out last year. This, you know, it's 2015. He's going to find a way out of that team.
I mean, that's why a lot of these agents want their guys to go undrafted instead of get drafted in the seventh round, is because you are locked up for that extra year. So, yeah, he's a Dolphin. He's a Dolphin.
Let's hope not. I can't play. So,
it's a foregone conclusion. He's a Dolphin. He's under contract. He's not going. Okay. They're not going to trade Matthews, and they're not going to cut him.
No, not going to trade him. I'm talking about he needs to get. You know, he needs to pull. What's his face? Like a Baltimore Raven training camp. You know, start a fire extinguisher war and set a. You know, do something. You know, pretty bad.
The dude's made like $1.7 million in his career, and
poor guy. Look at that. He's just getting abused.
Total value $2.1 million. So after taxes, say 1.2, there's no chance that he's going to sacrifice his paycheck and his career by doing
anything. He's probably losing money. Rashard, get out of that team, man.
Have you seen? I mean, he was there for the bullying. He was probably paying for half of Dummy's meals there. Was it Richie Incognito? Yeah, he was probably paying for half of his meals. So
he should call me. I'll try to help him get out of there.
His signing bonus was $53,000.
Oh, my gosh. He's getting killed.
He was a seventh-round pick.
It's got to kill them to watch these other wide receivers, what they're getting paid.
Thanks to SportsTrack. Thanks to SportsTrack for all this information, by the way.
This guy, I don't even care.
Wow.
So, tight ends, quick question for you. It was a rough year, of course. Mm-hmm. So, going into next year, everyone's going to feel good about Kelsey. They're going to feel good about Gronkowski, Greg Olsen, Tyler Eifert, and Delanie Walker still being very productive, of course.
Yep.
But these guys kind of came up a little higher in value than they were drafted. Ertz, Jordan Reed, and Gary Barnage, of course, were three kind of nice. So we've got eight guys right there. Mm-hmm. But then you had guys that kind of crashed on people that didn't perform. Gates, Witten, Miller, Julius Thomas, Kyle Rudolph. It was, of course, Zach Ebron and Jimmy Graham, of course, got hurt. Some people believed in Cameron Jordan, of course, coming back from Miami. Martellus Bennett cut by the Bears. So there's really, after this group of eight I just mentioned, Kelsey, Gronk, Olsen, Eifert, Walker, Ertz, and Reed, it's really looking rough next year.
Yeah, we always say that too. And someone from we've been saying that for a couple of years. But you got to remember that there is a decent crop of young tight ends that have disappointed, and one of them is going to emerge. So looking at Max Williams from Baltimore, Eric Ebron from Detroit with Calvin leaving, I think is a prime example.
He's not going to – no, that's bad.
Why?
Doesn't have it. He's got the athleticism. He's got the measurables, but he doesn't have the game day stuff. If you watch enough of his games.
Yeah, but I mean, he's also 24 years old.
I can look up his drops while we're talking. He's a terrible tight end.
I can tell you, I mean, he did okay in stretches last year, and we've made this mistake 100 times with young
tight ends. You've made this mistake. I haven't.
Yeah, yeah. Where you completely discount a young tight end. I mean, yeah, Delanie Walker, look at how long we waited for Delanie Walker.
Yeah, I know. But we were on him. I was on him. I was
I know. I know.
There's one guy I was on, the whole Niner story. Yeah. I love that story.
But in any case, it takes a little while for young tight ends sometimes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm just saying. I think
Julius Thomas.
You better get up in that top eight tight ends this year.
Julius Thomas. You didn't mention him.
He's the one guy I kind of like in that group. So who's going to emerge? So this year, it was Reed really reasserted himself. Barnridge was, of course, a great surprise. But Ertz came back on. So of Julius Thomas, Kyle Rudolph, Zach Ebron, ASJ, which one of those guys kind of really starts to push in that top
group? I'd say ASJ, but you're also forgetting about Zach Ertz as well.
I'm putting Ertz up there. I put Ertz with that top five.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, I think that you can count Ertz because he, other than the end of the year, he was really not even remotely reflected. He wasn't a part of the game plan pretty much at all.
So here I'm looking at one of his quotes. I loved it. So after about 8 weeks into the season, he finally beat his yardage total from his previous career. And then he had four drops in three games, and they asked him about it. And he goes, quote, just going through a minor phase. It ain't going to last long. Shoot, it'll end this week. I don't know about this guy anyway. So I just want to talk. I think tight ends, you're going to see guys jumping on these top eight tight ends earlier. I think we're going to see tight ends move up, wide receivers move up, and we're going to see running backs move down like we've said.
Yeah, but that means that there's a pretty nice value in running
backs.
True. Who was of those two tight ends, Bob? Or those eight tight ends, two of the guys who you mentioned were top five in targets in the entire league for the last four games of the season.
For the last four games of the season, they were the top five?
They were in the top five.
Two of them?
Two of them. Who do you think they would be?
I'm going to say Olsen and Gronk.
You're going to be wrong. Because Zach Ertz was the fifth most targeted in the entire league, and Delanie Walker was the fourth most targeted player in the entire league.
Wow. Most targeted or most fantasy points?
Most targeted.
Oh, I didn't hear that question.
And then another surprise from the top 10 of the last 4 weeks.
Yes.
We could spend 2 hours and you wouldn't get this name that was in the top 10 of not only the last four games, but the last half of the season, Kamara Aiken.
I know.
More targets than DeAndre Hopkins. And
really?
Yeah, in the last four games.
Pretty crazy. DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah. Crazy, right?
That is definitely crazy.
That's just the last four games. And as I text you, don't think I put it out on Twitter or anything like that. For everyone who's down on Mike Evans, fifth most targeted player in the entire league in the last half of the season.
So we like everything there except for the coaching staff, right?
Yeah, I'm not the biggest Cutter fan. The biggest fan there. Man.
Delanie Walker, you're really making me mad here. So I'm comparing Walker to Gronk right now. So this was not. So Gronk crushed him fantasy points for the season, of course. That's not the question you had, so. Yeah, Walker had 94 catches. Gronk had 74.
Yeah. No, Walker was good. And even without, even without Mariota, he was pretty good this season. And
neither one of them lost a fumble. Pretty good. Yeah, I mean, when you compare what you paid to get Gronk averaged 12.2 a game. Mm-hmm. Walker averaged 10.03. That's a pretty good value where you got Walker.
And I feel like I thought that Gary Barnage really fell off at the end of the season. But he was the 17th most targeted player in the entire league in the last 4 weeks.
Yeah, he did. But the Browns were a wreck by then.
They were, but I mean, I think that it shows that he might have a little bit more staying power there than we might have thought.
He looked good in the Pro Bowl. Let's talk about the Pro Bowl for a second.
God, let's not.
So I had an idea. Wait, I wrote down. So I watched the NHL.
So, number one, you watched the Pro Bowl?
I actually did watch almost two and a half quarters of it.
I didn't watch a second of the Pro Bowl.
Well, I was doing something, but I thought I'd watch it. So, right. But I actually, that night, did you know the NHL All-Star game is the same time?
I didn't. I knew that it was. I watched part of the NHL All-Star game.
That is an awesome format. Yep. So if you don't know, the NHL does 3-on-3. And
this
they
is
play
the first
a tournament.
First year,
they play a tournament of three games. You know, the first two quarterfinals and then semifinal, and then the championship winner gets $1 million, which is kind of cool. But it's 3-on-3, so the game's wide open. So here's my idea, Chris. I have two ideas in the NFL. Mm-hmm. Change it to 5-on-5, mm-hmm. and make it flag football, because that's about how they're tackling anyways.
They're never going to do flag football.
Okay, so if they're not going to do 5-on-5, then my other idea is the players participate in a disc golf tournament.
I think that they should bring back the old QB challenge. Remember that?
I do. It's horrible. The whole format's terrible.
The QB challenge is more interesting.
Everything's terrible. And Zach Eifert, when he got hurt, there were people that I think are almost
Zach Ertz or Tyler Eifert.
Tyler Eifert, sorry. Yeah, he screwed that up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that was pretty bad.
I just can't bring myself to watch that game.
Oh, it was horrible. It was horrible. I agree.
Yeah.
Well, Tyrod Taylor was there for the Pro Bowl. Mm-hmm. He made the Pro Bowl. Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Jameis Winston was out there.
I can't even imagine having. I'm sorry that you had nothing to do on a Sunday night that you watched this.
Yeah, I'm very, very content with my mini MacBook Air. I can sit there and I could probably watch a fireplace burning on the screen and be happy.
I told you. How many TV shows have I told you to watch and you watched the Pro Bowl instead?
You probably told me to watch a half a dozen, but you got to remember, I'm on the cheap, man. I don't even know how many channels I have.
There are ways. Yeah.
There are ways.
Yeah.
So I got something else before we wrap up here. I mentioned in fun what I call now Bob Vision, and mm-hmm. we kind of pick on it because I get up in my head about a player being hurt, and then I don't draft him no matter what. And that where I say that, I'm not touching that guy. So how do we attend to that if we know we're maybe hurting ourselves when we get we embedded in our head our opinion about our player and it influences how we're rating them? And I don't care what anybody says. How they say, I do my ratings and I don't care. I let the ratings go. There's still an influence in your head. So my experience, my player is Darren McFadden, just to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's still 29, so he's not on the 30-yard mark. And he's kind of low wear and tear because of he did have some mid-career short game seasons, which limited his touches, plus the Raiders weren't effective, so he didn't have some huge carry years. So as an example, this guy's his career in games, 13 games first year, then 12, 13, 7, 12, 10, and then the last 2 years, 16 games he's played. And, of course, he played much better for the Cowboys last year behind a better offensive line. So still in my head, McFadden is an off-injured player, you know, and he's got these leg injuries. So how do I kick that habit? Because actually McFadden should be a guy worth quite a good pick next year.
What is the percentage chance that the Cowboys take a running back in the draft?
In the entire draft or in the first five rounds?
In the entire draft.
100%.
And it's going to be in the first five rounds because Jerry does this.
100%.
Yeah.
So don't talk about McFadden's situation as far as – I'm just saying I'm looking at this player. I don't want to draft him. You know, maybe the Cowboys draft a running back in round three, but I shouldn't be moving McFadden down two rounds just because I think he's going to hurt.
Well, I mean, I think that the issue is that the reason why Darren – so Darren McFadden I think is a bad example in this situation because Darren McFadden was a benefit of circumstance this year.
Sure was. They had nothing else.
Yeah, and they have a great offensive line.
Yep.
If – they had even an average offensive line, Darren McFadden would have looked terrible this year. So I think that maybe a better example of a player. Hey, how about Le'Veon Bell? How about Le'Veon Bell?
Yeah,
Bob?
Let's talk about the rookie. That's worse. I move further down.
You have already just written off Le'Veon Bell, right?
Yeah, I'm not happy. Let me go over to my magic stat sheet. Keep going. So Le'Veon Bell. I'm not comfortable drafting Le'Veon Bell in round one, which means I'm not getting him.
Who would you rather have, Adrian Peterson or Le'Veon Bell?
I wouldn't draft. Well, if I had to draft one, I'd take Peterson next year.
You're crazy.
I'm not. Peterson's going to play.
He's 31.
And I'm going to tell you why.
He's 31.
this is pretty cool.
Peterson's 31.
Moved in. No, this is awesome. You actually moved into something I want to say, which is so rare on the show. I found this great article. This article is by Jake Davidow, okay, from the NFL Injury Predictor. Mm-hmm. And the stat he did was talking about experience. You know, a veteran player, how their bias is typically, oh, so that's what I do. You know, look at an older player who's been around the league for 8 or 9 years. How he gets hurt a lot. Well, the actual stats are that a player with more experience in the NFL has only got a 25% chance, if he's been in the league since in the last 7 years, of missing one game, whereas a player who's only been in the league for 3 years has a 42% chance of missing a game.
Well, I think that's because there's a very – the pool's diluted in that instance where a lot of young players, it ends their career because they were
injured. Well, yeah, that's what he's saying. He's saying if the guys last through the first 5 years – they're superior athletes. Whether you like their performance or not is another matter. But these guys lasting and knowing what it takes to come back and play every week, they play more than in his deal here was an 8-year player. If they've lasted 8 years, they know what it takes. He talks like, say, Chris Johnson compared to Beanie Wells, for example, right? Even though Chris Johnson had some terrible years.
That's a bad example. Beanie Wells was bad.
Wait, no, he's
Beanie Wells was bad.
Well, I'm just giving the stats. I'm trying to say, hey, I'm trying to tool back my experience Bob vision a bit and say I'm going to look at players who've had longer careers missing not as much time as I really believe in my head and trying to adjust my draft board accordingly because I'm telling you, 42% of all the players who've been in the league for 3 years have missed a game.
You should not take Adrian Peterson in the first round next year.
You're just a very stubborn New Englander.
You should not. Take Adrian Peterson.
Very stubborn. I'm not taking Le'Veon Bell.
Hey, what do you think Ndamukong Suh's cap hit is for the Dolphins?
I don't know. $740 million? No, it's like 16 or something, right?
$28.6 million.
Oh, my God.
If they cut him, do you want to know what he'd count against the 2016
they
cap?
Cut him? I'm going to say 14.
$53.87 million.
No. Yeah. And the Dolphins are what? The team with the third worst cap situation or something?
It's really bad.
Are they the third worst? Because they're over the cap now.
Jay-Z represents Ndamukong Suh. Rock Nation Sports did good. You did good by Ndamukong Suh.
Hey, cashed in. I had the cap stuff up for sure here. Hang on. Dolphins, yeah, they're the third worst. They're almost $3 million in the hole.
Yeah.
Which means they've spent, just so everyone knows, it means they've spent $153 million. And what's worse about the Dolphins is of that hole, only $4 million of it is dead money.
Man, they might lose Lamar Miller.
They are going to lose them. They're losing Miller. That's why Jay Ajayi is going to be a high draft pick because people are going to believe the guy can do it.
So, man, if you're – I'm trying to think of a team with a young quarterback.
Where Miller goes?
Yeah. A team that could actually spend on him. That's interesting. We're going to have to look at
Le'Veon Bell, 87 fantasy points. My guy, Adrian Peterson, 230. Yeah. I'll take Peterson.
Yeah, this year.
Yeah.
This year. Yeah. Not That's next year. Next year it's going to be bad. Next year it's going to be bad.
Last year I think Peterson got beat.
Yeah.
The year 2 points per game. Oh, you know, I'll give you some points here. Points per game is a dead heat.
Yeah.
So the game
was really good.
But think about that.
That was really good.
14.5 to 14.4. Those two players are close.
Well, and I believe two of the games Bell played without Roethlisberger.
Ah, jeez.
Yeah.
You are a stubborn New Englander.
I'm just telling you.
Man.
I'm just telling you. I think Le'Veon Bell is going to be nice next year, and I hope that the injury bias continues to hurt him.
It will.
I'm happy for it. I would much rather take him at one.
Get out of camp. See, this is my example. I was trying to talk about injuries, and this is a player less than 3 years. He's had 40% chance to miss at least one game, and I'm telling you, I'll bet every roster I have next year he misses at least two games next year.
Yeah, but a knee injury isn't like.
No, guys, I'm just saying
guys have knee injuries and come back all the time.
Yeah, I'm not saying he's going to have a season-long injury. I'm just saying that's a player who it's not going to happen. It's Andre Ellington, same deal.
You're crazy.
Andre Ellington's not going to play 12 games next year. It's not going to happen.
Well, but Andre, that's a totally different class of player.
I'm just saying as an example of a young player,
totally different
body
class
isn't going to take the beating.
Well, yeah, but Le'Veon Bell has shown that he can actually take a beating in a season. Whereas Ellington, he was fine last year. As in the 2014 season, Le'Veon Bell was more than fine.
It's DeMarco Murray.
Le'Veon Bell, if you had either – basically every team that won last year either had Le'Veon Bell or DeMarco Murray on it.
Yeah, they did. In
2014.
That is true.
They had one of those two guys, and if they had both of them, they had no trouble whatsoever throughout the course of the season.
So he played 13 games his rookie year.
Yep.
250 carries. He had a lot of carries, 244. The year before, 290, played every game. So yep. I'll give you credit. He had a 16-game year, but, man, I'm telling you, I don't know. He got tied up with that McGarrett Blount, silly guy. I don't know how much maturing he's done. Out of Michigan State. It's going to be his fourth year.
Le'Veon Bell was 21 when that happened, and LeGarrette Blount was, what, 29?
Yeah, I think it was like 20. I think that
the 29-year-old should have shown a little bit more responsibility.
Yeah, he should have. The other thing he's got going against him is he's got a head coach going against him. He's not with a good coach.
Yeah. Well, at least they go for two now. I kind of like that they go for two all random.
Well, someone wrote a great article about going for two and why you wouldn't do it in those situations like the Packers. That was a fascinating article on the probability of odds. It was like doing math in the NFL. Why can't coaches in the NFL do math? And it was like, why didn't the Packers go for two in that game? And they should have. I agree with the guy.
Also, I would recommend, because you're a guy who I know is annoyed by NFL players smoking pot, I would, and I know a lot of our listeners are too, I believe it was Doug Farrar wrote an article last week that featured Jim McMahon and, man, so many other ex-NFL players talking about what a basically performance enhancer that is for them as far as mitigating their pain.
Who said that? Jim McMahon?
There's a lot. It's a lot. Jim McMahon's the one that I remember. I'm just telling you that there's a lot of guys. Number one, as far as the brain injury thing goes, it helps quite a bit. Jesus. I am telling you right now, Bob. I'm telling you right now, don't fall for reefer madness, Bob. You're a child of the 70s. Come on. You should be down with this.
I'm just telling you that in my job and in most jobs, you can't do that. And so the NFL is a job. So you can't do that. And it does impact you.
Well, let's be fair here. You can't do that when you initially get hired.
There's a lot of places where you will... You can't do that. There's a lot of places.
You can't do it at work, but it's legal in two states is what I would say. And it's a kind of ridiculous precedent that some players, I guess, can do it, but they can't. Like the NBA, as an example, once you take four drug tests in the NBA, you're done for the season. They don't drug test you anymore. So I don't know what the specifics of the NFL are, but I wouldn't be surprised if it was similar.
So, you know, you bring up a great point. I'm really upset with something I just found, too. But first, before we wrap up, so if you're in a state where it's legal and you get in trouble on your job for doing it, I can't wait to hear the next big lawsuit from a big company.
It's going to be ridiculous, right?
It's interesting. Anyways, the news I just found out that I really hate because I'm dumping on Le'Veon Bell. Who was the NFL athletic trainer last year? That's correct. The Pittsburgh Steelers' John Norwich.
Yeah.
That's just no fair.
They didn't, you know, they kind of regressed to the mean, but in 2014, they had like no injuries. I think that I read that they missed like seven total games across 11 players on offense in 2014. I think that Bill Barnwell pointed that out at some point this season. They've got a good trainer there, but yeah.
Yeah, he coordinates physicians and head trainers around the league. He runs a concussion blog. I mean, this guy's like, he's got it together. Well, all right, I'll give him a call for our listeners and see if he's been working with Le'Veon. Maybe he can help our friendly Green Bay running back, Eddie Lacy.
He's got to lose some weight. He's got to lose some weight. 30 pounds. 30 pounds is what we're being told.
That John Norwich is going to help him out.
Yeah, how about you like the Ladarius Green to Green Bay rumors?
That would be fantastic.
Yeah.
And I don't know if Rodgers need him.
I don't know if there's anything actually substantiated in that or if that's just Green Bay fans wanting that to happen, but we'll see. All right. Anything else?
I'm good. I'm happy.
At allpurposeroto, allpurposeroto@gmail.com. We will talk to you guys soon.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.